Hey there, Patriots. Look who is here with me today. Our wonderful, wonderful Patriot, Tom Renz, is here. We met again. We'd met before, but we met again in the at the Miami Conference, and I'm so glad we've gotten to be best friends. And I'm so welcome, Tom. I'm so glad that you're here. How are you?
I'm great. I was so excited running you down Miami, and we finally had a chance to really kind of sit and talk about a bunch of stuff, and it was cool because we run across and we're so aligned on so many fronts. So it's always wonderful. It feels good to know there's other people out there that kind of get what's going on.
And what's so great that I love about you, Tom, is that you have are using the skills that you've been acquiring over many years. Each of us, the Lord has been preparing us for years for this day. And so then you are using those skills for us. And we really, really appreciate it. Tom is going to help us to understand some things today that I, this is not my expertise in this legal field. And so I'm so glad I've got Tom's number so I can always text him and he can answer these questions for us. So, you know what? The first thing, the reason, one of the reasons I wanted to have him on so quickly and he jumped on with us today is the first one is about what is going on with Pam Bondi. I shared with you guys the other day, I shared the video where Tom talked about this on Alex Jones. So, can you help us to understand what's going on with that.
Well, I can. I mean, to a limited extent, right? So I don't know Pam, and she could be a wonderful human being, and it could be that I got everything wrong. But here's the thing. We saw Bill Barr come in, and everybody loved him until they didn't, right? And we one of the things that we want to say, and I want to make this disclaimer for the whole interview. I love Trump. I think he is doing a wonderful job. I mean, you look what he's done with the border, with what he's doing with these trade deals, with all the different things. I'm a huge supporter of the president, and I believe he's got plan after plan after plan. He's doing a lot of great things. But the thing that I really think we got to understand is, no matter how good and how amazing Donald Trump is, there are billions and billions, if not trillions, of dollars that are being spent by evil, evil people to try and undermine what he's doing and to try and counter what he's doing. So for every good plan he's got, there's evil that's got another plan. I mean, the devil fights back, right? So understand, I can't say, Pam Bondi's a good guy or a bad guy, but I can ask some real questions based on the evidence I have. And one of the things that I found that I thought was particularly troubling was that Pam Bondi, prior to coming in, I looked at her financial disclosure forms. And prior to accepting the role of AG, she actually represented through a company, and I'm looking at my other screen so that I can see this and get the names right. She worked with a company called Panzer, Maurer & Maynard, and that's a law firm, right? And they represented Pfizer. Okay, so this is a very big deal because she was actually an attorney working with and representing Pfizer before becoming AG. Now, Pfizer, as we all know, or I hope everybody knows, was, I mean, what they did during COVID, the way that they hid these side effects, the way that they misled people about the fact that their product was something that was going to prevent transmission or keep grandma safe or all these different things. To me, this is horrific. And they push their product out there. And one of the things that I would ask you to consider on this is that this is a company that knew full well that during the height of COVID, not one single healthy child died from COVID. Not one. There were people with secondary things, this, that, and other, but healthy kids did not die or transmit COVID. There's no evidence of it. Yet somehow this company has managed to get their mRNA gene therapy jabs on the childhood vaccine schedule. So now let me present this to you guys in a way that you really need to think about it from a moral perspective. If you know that your product has absolutely no beneficial effect for a child, but runs a high risk of myocarditis or death or all these other things, and you put it out there anyways for money, what that means is that you're willing to accept money to put a child's life at risk for no benefit. That is the lowest, most immoral and horrific thing I've ever heard. But she represented this company. And to me, when I saw this, and so many of us are looking for crimes against humanity and charges for fraud against Pfizer and all these different people. Well, with the US Attorney General having previously represented Pfizer, how in the heck can you expect that to happen? It's a huge, huge story that nobody's been talking about.
No, I was not even aware of that until you just told, until I heard you say it on Alex Jones.
Yeah. Well, it's a phenomenal deal. And, here's the thing. The reason that I looked into it was this. I've been exceptionally frustrated about the lack of any sort of movement from the Epstein list. Okay, these are people who literally raped children.
Right.
These are people who, because they're so powerful, no one will touch them. Now, Pam Bondi was the AG in Florida, and Jeffrey Epstein had a mansion in Palm Beach. Now, you can argue because there was a plea deal back in I think the late 2000s, it might have been the early 2010s, that gave Epstein immunity from previous violations. But it's kind of an open and known secret that he was still doing things after that, are probably at that mansion. Did she turn a blind eye? I don't know. What I do know is this, is people have said, listen, you got to give them time. It's a RICO case. I'm an attorney.
Okay.
I may not, you can argue whether or not I'm a good attorney, but I'm an attorney.
All right.
And I can tell you this. I wrote about a 100-page summary for some of my attorneys that I work with on RICO law. I know that law. There is nothing preventing them from putting a few of these child rapists in jail. It wouldn't affect the case on a larger scale. And in fact, what it would do is this. So right now you've got to figure these are people, rich, powerful, connected people. Some of them might be elected officials. Some of them might be judges who are interfering with Trump's your work and trying to shut him down. Some of them could be people with national securities access, high level classified security clearances. And all of these people are still being blackmailed because just because Epstein's dead doesn't mean that the people who are running his network quit blackmailing them, right? So when that happens, one of the things you've got to understand is until some high profile people start going to jail, the network, that blackmail network, is going to keep telling them, you're going to keep providing me secrets. You're going to keep doing what we tell you to, or we're going to quit giving you protection.
Right.
And that holds water until they start putting people in jail. So this is really a major national security issue and could be a foundational issue with Trump's agenda being shut down. And so when I started looking, I'm looking at why would she be doing this? What's the holdup? Why?
And that's okay. So, and that this is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to find out from you, what would you do if you were in her position? Okay. So there is a school of thought that beyond what you said before, that there these MS-13, the ISIS, some of these really bad, criminals that are in our country that are in, ostensibly protecting them, have to be removed before this can happen, before the Epstein it can be busted up. What do you say in response to that?
Yeah, and I've seen that. Here's the problem. We know that over 1 million military-age Chinese and Iranian citizens, men came across that southern border during the Biden regime. I mean, over 1 million. We've removed less than 130,000, and we have judges stopping them from removing anybody else. We aren't going to be able to. It's not an option. And now let me ask you this. How do you know that some of these
What you're
judges
saying
aren't?
is there's no time. I mean, it would take such an inordinate amount of time. It's going to
Well,
eat up the clock.
there's two parts. There's no time. And then the other thing to consider is, are any of these judges on the list? Could that be behind what's going on? Because some of these rulings are more than a little peculiar, right?
Exactly.
So if you shut down the people who are blocking Trump's agenda, if you remove that from the equation, what happens then? Can he get things done much more quickly? Maybe. We don't know for sure. But the thing is since we don't know who's on the list or what's happened, and at this point, there's a lot of reason to distrust it because Bondi lied about it. She said she had the list. She said she was going to put it out. She said she was going to do this and do that. And even Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch actually sued her because he had a FOIA and she wouldn't respond to it. And she said, "Oh, I don't even have the files." Now, yesterday, or I think it's yesterday, now that there's so much pressure, shockingly, right after I go on Alex Jones and start really putting some pressure, she comes out and says, "Oh, no, we've got it and we're reviewing it and it'll be out any minute now." Now, this is after both her and Trump tried to dismiss it by saying, well, Trump says, well, you're going to have to ask Bondi, which is fair. That's what Trump should say. But Bondi says, there's no timeline. Well, I mean,
And then Cash also said today, I don't know if you heard his testimony in the hearing, congressional hearing, that they are reviewing this for, I think they call CSAM, to make sure that none of this comes out into what he called the ether. So, he's also saying the very same thing. And it every time they talk about it, it makes me think that for some reason they are, that there's, in their defense, that maybe there's a bigger plan that they and Trump are working on some type of timeline that they know has to happen. They have to wait on a certain timing. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. I mean, the other option is that they're doing something nefarious, which I have a hard time going there.
well, I don't think that Cash is doing anything nefarious. I like Cash. I respect Bongino and Cash, but they both work for Bondi. And at the end of the day, here's the thing. I'm a trust but verify guy. Do I trust that Trump is trying to do the right thing? Sure. Do I trust that he tried to do the right thing the first term? Sure. But he did appoint Bill Barr. So listen, at the end of the day, what I want to do, and what I would suggest, is if you support MAGA and you support Donald Trump, then you have a duty to keep pressure on everybody. If they've got a timeline and they're doing it the right way, then they don't have to worry about the political pressure because it'll come out when it comes out. If, however, Trump is unaware, and listen, Trump ain't Jesus. He's brilliant and he does amazing, but he ain't Jesus. So he's fallible and can make mistakes. Bill Barr, J6. All the whole COVID debacle, the mRNA. He's human. So what we got to do is, if to me, if you truly support someone, you don't tell them what they want to hear. You tell them what they need to hear, and you fight to have their back. That's what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to bash Trump. I'm not trying to bash anybody. And I've said, and I'll say it again, I will publicly apologize if it turns out that Bondi was legit doing these things. But at this point, I feel like she's responding to all the public pressure that she's getting because of the inaction. I don't feel like there was any affirmative anything on this. I didn't see them moving. In fact, they were starting to say, "Well, we'll just get to it when we get to it and try to sweep it under the rug." No, this could be the thing that's interfering with Trump's agenda the most. This could be causing national security secrets. If you back the president, you have to demand that every official in there does what he said he wants to do, which is transparency and MAGA.
And that technically gives him cover. When they know what we're putting out on social media, that we demand this, that it's not just Tom Renz whose hair's on fire, but that we're all screaming for this, which we have before. I mean, just so you know, all of my people, they're in this battle for that one reason and one reason only. That was what brought me into the battle when I first found out about what was going on, with the children. That's when all said, okay, I'm stopping my whole life, and this is going to be my 100% life, and whatever we have to do to make this happen. Okay, so the question is, what? Because my people are wonderful; they share whatever, they are in the battle to share this information. So tell me, what do you recommend that we share, that we post, that will help to move the needle?
Well, I think, I put stuff out on X and on social media, and you can always follow me. I mean, I do my show every day, the Tom Renz Show, and we talk about these things on a constant basis. What we need to do, though, the proper tone to me is, Mr. President, we love you, we support you, and because we love you and support you, we're watching your back. Okay? You can't watch everything everyone's doing, so we will. There's 80 million of us that voted for you, that support you, whatever. So we're going to watch your back. And where we see someone who looks like they're falling short, we're going to keep pushing them. And we're going to use our own expertise, right? So I'm a lawyer. God gave me the experiences that I have. So what I do is I look. You can't tell me that it takes that long to put a case together for a child rapist where you have video evidence. That takes a day or two for a decent prosecutor. You can't tell me that it takes 60, 90 days to get a RICO case together on this if you're working on it in earnest. There is a reason that they're slow walking this. And again, we the people don't know. But if you ask me to just trust the system, I don't. I don't, and I'm not going to. I trust Donald Trump, who I voted for, but I didn't vote for Pam Bondi. I don't know about her. I don't know what I think about her. I voted. I've seen Kash Patel for a long time. I trust him, sure, but he works for Pam Bondi. So at the end of the day, Bondi needs to quit telling me. I don't want to see her on Fox News telling me she's putting someone who keyed a Tesla in jail for 20 years. I want her on Fox News telling me, I'm prosecuting the people in the Soros Foundation for trying to disrupt America. I'm prosecuting the people who were really behind J6, the Democrats, the leftists who were behind it. I'm prosecuting the corrupt FBI agents who withheld the Epstein files from the main office. I'm going after these pedophile rings that are being used against rich and powerful people. I don't listen. I'm glad every time I see an MS-13 guy arrested, great, good. But that's what you're supposed to do. We elected Donald Trump, and we're asking his people to facilitate change in this country. And change means holding power accountable, not low-level thugs who are doing, ridiculous things. I want the people in charge held accountable. And if that happens, if we can force that, then we can help the president achieve his goals, which is making America great again.
I agree with you 1,000%. Okay, so what was it? 254 pedophiles were just arrested.
Yeah.
What is that? That group 764, whatever. Okay,
Yep.
so is that disconnected from the high level ones that we're talking about? So can you give me?
Well, I thought that was pretty. I'm glad you brought that one up because that was suspicious to me. Not that I'm obviously ecstatic that they're doing that, right? But, on the heels of us spending months complaining about the Epstein list and why are you letting pedophiles get away with it, they then come out and they get these guys. Now, these guys are the are they. To me, if you would do something to a child, that's if there's anything that's unforgivable in my heart, it's that, right? I mean, when I look over here in my office, the same office I've been in since I started, I got my babies on my wall. I got their pictures. I look at them, and that's I'm fighting for their future and every other kid. I mean, that's it, right?
Right.
So this is great. These people belong buried under a jail somewhere. I mean, that just it's sick. But here's the problem. When we look at these networks that were being used to blackmail the richest and most powerful people in the world, none of them are being touched. None of the people at the top are being touched. We know, I mean, listen, just on the flight logs, you see the Clintons and these other guys, there's the Prince Andrew stuff, all these different things. So you see all these different really rich, really powerful, really connected people. I mean, there's the rumors about Bill Gates. I want to know when we're going to go after someone like that. Why is there a two-tier justice system? Why is it that, the FBI was perfectly content going after people who were Catholic or who were going to school board meetings or whatever, who were MAGA, but never do we see any of these people who've done, I mean, if the stories about Gates are true,
Right.
why? Why would we not go after that? Why would we not go after these people? And that's what we need to see because those are the people who have the ability and the power and the connections to actually interfere with MAGA, to interfere with Donald Trump. That's where we got to go.
I hear you. I hear you 1,000%. And I feel the same way that I want to get this done yesterday. I've been screaming for it for 7 years, just like you have, or eight, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I still do give I have a I think of President Trump as a super genius. I really
Yeah.
I think that he's got his finger on every button. He knows everything that's going on, and I know that this is his heart even more than ours, and has been for many, many years. So I just feel that there's something, must be something else. Not to say that I'm not wanting to push.
No.
I'm ready to push. I'm ready to say, scream it from the mountaintops.
100%.
There's something, I think we talked about this a little bit when we were together in Miami. I look at this as biblical, and I look at the Hebrew calendar, and so many of these interesting events happen all, that have a lot of biblical timing and significance. And so one of the things that I'm kind of on my, just hoping for is is Pentecost. That maybe this year will, because it's 7 years since the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. I talk about this. If you guys are not familiar with my channel, go to freedomforce.live and you just scroll down on that main page, freedomforce.live, and you will see this beautiful sign in the heavens that happened. And literally, like 1 month later, we started to wake up. And it's really amazing. But anyway, it was just 7 years ago. And the week after that, which on the Day of Atonement, President Trump announced the Golden Age, which is biblical because it's in Leviticus 25. It talks about that you announce Jubilee. And I believe that was kind of his announcement that we're going to have all the captives freed, including the children. That's really, that's who it's really talking about. It's all of captivity. All of the world's been captive to these people, but, especially the focus is on the children. And then, and all the debts being canceled. And so, really, Jubilee is on the day of Pentecost, and that is coming up on June 8th. So I'm kind of just holding my breath and just to see if we're going to have some kind of breakthrough, because we've been screaming for this for forever, it seems like. But this is the bundle of grain that we count up every day, starting on Easter, on the resurrection day. You count up the Omer, and you go the first week, the first day, and then the first week, the second day. And we've been going through the counting the Omer. And so you see behind me this beautiful bundle, the amber waves of grain. This is our destiny as America to rescue humanity. Our forefathers knew all about these things, but it's been a lot of this has been hidden from us. But anyway, on imagine this fifth a bundle of seven weeks full of this, then if you have this big bundle of grain, kind of like what you have behind me, and that is on the day of Pentecost, and sure as the world, on the day of Pentecost with the disciples in the upper room, they receive this amazing gift. And the biblically, we're supposed to receive some amazing gift one Pentecost. And my hope and prayer is every year you're like, okay, is this going to be the year? And I certainly hope so, because that's, I feel like a lot of the timing is coming into alignment. Time will tell. We will see. But I mean, so I guess whatever you want us to share, we can follow Tom Renz dot over on X, right?
Well, at Ren's Tom on X and
At
TomRenz.com.
Renz Tom. Okay, Renz Tom is how you find him. Okay, so and then if you have things to share, we'll gladly share it. And we have, over on Truth, Getter, X, and Telegram.
And we're on them all. I mean, and the name is Tom Renz on Truth, but at Renz Tom on
We'll find
X,
you
and
like
then
that. Yeah.
TomRenz.com. But I'll one of the things that I would say, Melissa, that's really important, and I think that really kind of so. I when you and I talked, it's like your knowledge of the Bible and your I mean you're brilliant on all that, right? And we all have our own gifts.
Yes.
So I'm. In terms of my faith, I do everything because it's I'm trying to do right by God and by man and so on and so forth. I don't have some of the gifts to decipher some of that that you have. Here's what I've got though. There's a more than a couple spots in the Bible where God says, listen, when I come back, you don't want to be the sleeping servant,
No,
right?
no.
So what I've got and the way that I look at this is we don't know when God's coming back for sure. I hope your timing is right. It'd be great if he shows if he does something big for us on the 8th, that's awesome. But I don't know for sure. What I do know for sure is that whenever he comes, I want to make sure that I'm not sleeping.
Amen.
And so I get up every day and I try to hold power to truth or truth to power. And I try to push these things. And I only do this based on evidence, right? So right now, is there a big plan? Probably lots of big plans. But do we know? And one of the most important questions you have to ask yourself. Remember, we started out and I said, for every plan that Trump has, there are bad guys with counter plans.
Right.
And so to think that Trump is going to win unilaterally in every single case to me is a bit naive. I think there's going to be time. I think he's winning. I think God's got his back.
Right.
But I think there's going to be times, and we saw that. We've seen it in the past. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep pushing and fighting. And if I've got to apologize,
Right.
We're fighting for what I believe God wants us to fight for, and fighting for truth. I mean, listen, I'm fighting for kids here. I'm saying we got to prosecute child molesters. Of course we have to do that. And if I got to apologize because I pushed too hard for prosecuting child molesters, then I'll be happy to apologize for that. But until such time, but the question is what if I'm right? And what if they need some push? What if they need some we the people pushing it? What if there's someone, what if, let's say, for example, and I have no evidence to say that Bondi's good or bad, other than what I've talked about here, right? What if, though, what if she's on the fence? What to do with this? And what if you got God on one side, the devil on the other? And it's one of those things where you got the angel demon on your shoulder trying to figure out which way to go. Well, maybe.
Or even just controlled through blackmail or something like that.
Maybe. So, if we the people stand strong and push, the president's been very clear. He was open. He wanted the Epstein stuff done. He told us when he was running for election. He wanted that out there. I mean, that's supposed to be out already. He wanted all these things happening. So, I mean, listen, we're supporting what he asked for. And we're asking his, I mean, how many things? I agree with you that Trump's got his hand on a lot of stuff, but you got 24 hours in a day. I mean, think how busy you and I are, Melissa, and we're not running a whole country with the whole world turned against us. So imagine how busy the president is. I really firmly believe 100% that if you believe in Trump, if you believe in MAGA, if you believe in this, then you have to every day get up and push and push and push and try and get, listen, if we're wrong, then they're doing what they're doing anyways, and it doesn't matter. But if we're
I
right,
agree.
we could help the president, we could help God, we could help the kids. And so we just keep pushing for truth and investigating.
So you're just, I agree with you 1,000%. All that. I think that if we have to apologize because we pushed too hard, we'll be glad to apologize for that. Okay. So I guess there's not, if there's anything in particular, I guess we can go over on your channel to share what you're sharing. And other than that, we'll just keep on posting about the Epstein, everything that we can, find that we want to, and screaming from the house, from the rooftops, we want to have this exposed and these people brought down. Okay, so that was our first thing that we were going to talk about, and then we also want to talk about this gain of function. And this was really surprising to me, Tom, when you said that what President Trump signed is not what, maybe he thought or what we thought it was. So tell us what's that about, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you, this was really misleading the way it rolled out, right? Now, I want to give the president the benefit of the doubt on this, but remember, this is the one area that I think the president got way wrong in the first term. I think his COVID response, the whole mRNA thing, and the president's been up front. He said, listen, I had as many people telling me it's good as I had telling me it's bad. Okay, well, I'm here to tell you it's bad. Okay, I'm sorry if anybody doesn't like that. This is in my wheelhouse, and I've done as much work on this as anybody in the planet. The mRNA COVID shots are a disaster second to none. We've been able to lay out, cancer issues, autoimmune issues, all this stuff. We put it in court, we put it everywhere. I put my name behind it. We know this issue. So we did all this stuff. And when I looked at this, and I can show you if you want to see a couple really key things. I can share my screen if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is, let me see how I, okay. So this is the executive order that pr the president signed, right? And if you scroll down, I want to point a couple things. So first, this here, it says, it is the policy of the United States to ensure that the United States federally funded research benefits American citizens without jeopardizing our nation's security. Strength or prosperity. My administration will balance the prevention of catastrophic consequences with maintaining readiness against biological threats and driving global leadership, et cetera, et cetera. Now, that is critical. Okay, balance. They're not shutting down gain of function. Now, I can show you here you've got stop dangerous gain of function research. Dangerous is the key. Not stop gain of function, stop dangerous. So they lay out countries of concern. You can't do it in China, and they've got all these limitations. But then they go on and they specifically allow it, and they ask for regulation to regulate gain of function work, both public and private here in the United States. Right? So they're specifically allowing gain of function work to continue, but he wants to do it in what he's calling a safer way. Now, that is critical, and I want to get to that. But since I got this screen up, the other thing I want to show you is this one. So this is huge, and this isn't about gain of function. This is about mRNA, DNA, and even chimeric, so man-made viruses and bacteria, right? So in this, the president's saying that he wants regulation regarding how federal funding is spent on these products. This is huge because in doing so, the president is saying he's okay with RNA, DNA tech, and even this other stuff. And I'll show you the one other document, and this is right here. It's referenced in his order. It's the framework for nucleic acid synthesis screening, right? So this is kind of the rule governing the government's interaction with companies that are selling these nucleic acid things. Now, nucleic acid, understand, when you talk about DNA or RNA, both are nucleic acids. Okay, so these are the building blocks of life. And we're now creating these in a lab in a way that's it's synthetic, it's not real, right? Now I want to show you this. Now this document was written by Biden, and Trump has said we're going to redo this document, but he's not banning this. If you look right here, this tells you what this is about. This framework applies to federally funded life sciences research involving procurement, so the government buying all types of synthetic nucleic acids. So these are DNA, RNA that are not, they're not natural, they're man-made, including but not limited to DNA and RNA, whether single or double-stranded, as well as, and get this one, as well as whole organism genomes, e.g. viruses or bacteria, containing synthetic SOC. So when they talk about whole organism genomes, what they're talking about is chimeras. They're talking about man-made life. This is a terrifying thing. So what's happening here is, and I've got to give Trump a kudo on this too. Like this is terrifying, but I'm not trying to, just to tell you that I'm trying to be reasonable about this. So this stuff is happening. Okay, there is going to be mRNA, DNA, gene therapy. This is transhumanism, and it is happening, and we can't stop it. It's happening in China, it's happening in Russia, it's happening all over the globe, Europe, and it is happening. In fairness to the president, he's right that we can't stop it globally, and if we don't pay attention to it, we're going to fall behind. Here's the catch, though, right? And this is a huge deal. The president is talking about this, and he's talking about it in terms of national security. And he's talking about gain of function in terms of national security. And he's already said that he wants to use mRNA, he wants to use AI to create mRNA cancer cures in 48 hours. So we know that what's happened here is the people who are experts, and remember in his first term, you remember Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci? Deborah Birx actually said in her book that it was her job to lie to Donald Trump every day, right? Trump's a genius, but he can't know everything. He's human. This field is one that is not his home. It's a very specialized field, it's very complicated, and all he can do is trust advisors. Well, remember, the advisors around him are the key to this. Now he's got Bobby, but he's also got a bunch of people around him who are totally in the bag for big pharma. So he's getting both sides, right? Now, the advisors around him, one thing Trump has always been very strong on, and this is a good thing, is national security. What I see when I look at these orders and what I see here is it looks to me like they said, Mr. President, if we don't do gain of function, it'll be a risk to our national security because how will we know what the bad guys are doing? Mr. President, we have to have these synthetic life forms and synthetic this and synthetic that because the other countries are doing it. What happens if we don't? So, in fairness to Trump, I
Right.
think he's probably looking at this as a national security issue. And we all know that he's never really been able to fully embrace the fact that the mRNA COVID vaccines were an epic failure. He just can't,
Right.
which is evidence of him being a human. None of us are perfect, right? And so,
And my take on that, just as an aside, so hold on to your thought on that. I'm always looking at it in the sense of if it were not, if he had, if it would not had the COVID, which people were free to take the jab or not take the jab, okay? If it had not been that, I think that he knew that the cabal would have pulled out some other terrifying weapon, such as nuclear. And so he said, okay, let's go with this because there's a better chance more people will survive this than a nuclear holocaust. So that I saw him when he was in Houston, and when he talked about this very thing, the people kind of started, and you never hear anyone boo President Trump.
No.
But he kind of they kind of booed. Okay,
Yeah.
he talked because they were so many people are against the mRNA and the jab.
Yeah.
So of course, because especially the people who are there are Trump supporters, but they are on to what's going on. And he
Yeah.
said, "You've got to really think, everybody." And he's got to parse his words so very carefully
Yeah.
because they're listening to everything he says. I mean,
Yeah.
these people are—we're literally fighting demons. I mean, I'm
Absolutely.
not. This is not hyperbole. This is, not pretending. This is real. These people worship Satan, and
Yeah.
they have no compunction. They will do anything at any moment, and they've always won for all time. And President Trump has the is the one person, along with MAGA, to bring this whole thing crashing down on every front, whether it's the AI or the, because that's another one that's a national security risk, right?
Oh,
And so you've
big.
got that, you've got all this, the tariffs, he's bringing down the international commerce, I mean, just so the Federal Reserve and all these things that he's having to bust up. So I
Yeah.
just think that, he's playing this card very carefully. So I give him a wide berth in what happened with the jab. I think that was this, it was a safer way than a million other things that they could have done. So anyway,
Well,
continue with what your thoughts were.
I can't embrace the jab in any way, shape, or form. I'm sorry, because I'm watching now. Remember, I still get the calls from the people whose children are dying. The people who have turbo cancer.
I know.
And I've presented a 2005, 2006 document from the FDA where they talked about gene therapies causing turbo cancers, right? I've got their documents. I have the medical records from a soldier that were verified from the year 2015, 2015, where that soldier was given the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. How would he do that in the year 2015?
Right,
Right. So
right,
I've got the records. I helped to bring down and to bring out the stuff on them creating COVID in the mid 20 teens, which is why Fauci and Hunter and all these guys were pardoned going back to the 20, that time. So when we look at this, and I look also, Donald Trump got the election stolen from him in 2020. I mean, he's been attacked ever since. The guy's gone through hell. I'm sorry, it's hell
It's hell.
on this.
It's hell.
And I can't
If
say
they
that the
if they had their way, he would have been under the jail.
oh yeah. Well, if they had here
He did.
his way, if they had their way, he wouldn't be here at all because they
Exactly.
tried to shoot him.
Right.
I mean, listen, the guy's a hero, but he got it wrong on the jabs. And the problem is I can't. And maybe I'm not qualified to be president. I'm sure I'm not. I'm joking. But I cannot, in good faith, I believe very much as Americans, we say it's better for for 1,000 guilty men to go free than one innocent man to go to jail. I would not sacrifice one child's life with these mRNAs being on the childhood vaccine schedule, period. I
And
would.
I hear, I do, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I'm just playing devil's advocate. On
No, and
the
you can't
other
offend me.
side of that coin is if they had pulled, started pushing the nuclear button all over the world and leveled city after city after city after city. So it's not that he was in my opinion, it's not that he was
Yeah.
sacrificing a child, he was saving all these, city after city after city. So it's there's no good answer.
No, well, if that's true, the problem is though is that I can prove I can show the evidence on the COVID stuff. I can't and have never seen any real evidence of potential nuclear war. And I don't think that the reason that I think that's important, and let me pull this one out. See, when we talk about that, and I've heard that argument, and maybe it's true. Maybe I don't have access to what Trump does, but at the end of the day, here's what I know. The jabs and the things that were occurring there, those things were driven largely by globalists
Right.
and in conjunction with certain other countries. But remember, our CIA was involved with the creation of COVID. Hunter Biden was involved with the creation of COVID. So I've got evidence showing that this is globalist, that this was, corruption in our federal government, deep state, stuff like that. I have not found any actual evidence that I could put in a courtroom, and I've looked on the whole theory that we're going to have, we would have had, it would have been worse, right? I don't know, I mean, we can speculate about that. Maybe it's true. And if the president has that, and he wouldn't necessarily share it, right? But here's the problem. We're now 100 days into this new term, over 100 days.
Right.
And at this point, we have, and I can show you very clear evidence that the president's agenda is being stopped. I mean, we've got the judges, we've got Congress. Not one of his executive orders has been turned into law. And guess what that means? That means that everything that he's done can be undone day one with the next president. We have all these people opposing him. And guess what's happening? We're going to be getting into primary season for the midterms in a year.
Right, the clock's ticking. Right, tick tock.
If we don't have these changes done,
Right.
and right now all these things take time.
Right.
Every minute that goes by, if we don't get these things done, we're running the risk of losing the majority in the House and Senate, which will give a perfect excuse to block everything Trump's doing to try more impeachment, more nonsense like this. I mean, and the Democrats will do it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're at a point now where I've got to start asking. I mean, there's an imperative for us to push for this to happen quickly and to make sure that because we're trying to fight for the same thing Trump is. So maybe I'm wrong on the things. Maybe I got a few things off. But at the end of the day, the timing is so critical.
Right. Okay. So back to the because I have a burning question.
Yeah.
Do you and you might not want to get into this because this might be too controversial, but do you believe that what happened in Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
The nukes
Yeah.
or lack thereof. I mean, I've not, to be real honest with you, I haven't looked at it. So just to be full disclosure for you, Melissa, so I was only red-pilled when COVID came in. Like before that, I was actually pro-vax, and I'm sorry to say that I was, but I
Right.
was wrong about so many things. And I finally come around and okay, do I believe 9/11? Not anymore.
Nine more.
Do I believe, I mean, pick your thing. So now I will tell you that I've got a few more just because I'm so late to the game. There's a few of these things I haven't looked into.
Like
Like some people,
nuclear weapons.
yeah. So I haven't looked into the Nagasaki, Hiroshima stuff. I've heard of the questions,
Right.
just like I've heard of like the Titanic and being a JP Morgan thing. And
Right.
I've heard a bunch of these. Some of them I haven't dug into, but I always dig into them myself before I go, too far on anything because I always just follow the evidence.
Right. Well, and I mean, let's just again, just playing devil's advocate. If let's just
Please.
say that nuclear war is not even a thing. Let's just
Yeah.
pretend like it's not even a thing. I do strongly believe that this web they've got weather weapons, do
Yes,
weather.
ma'am.
They have weapons that probably we don't even know about. So that's my whole argument about. And it goes back to actually a Bible story. Everything does. Almost everything goes back to a
Yeah.
Bible story because I've got a book about how this is biblical. We're literally living out so many Bible stories, and one of them was where King David was given an option by the Lord. He had done this grave sin, and he says, "Okay, there's going to have to be a purging, a punishment on the land for this." And he gave him three options, and so he had to choose which one he felt
Yeah.
was the least bad of the three. Okay, so
Yeah.
that sounds like a very odd situation, but it's not so different from what President Trump was facing. And so that's kind of what I have always been able to, argue on President Trump's behalf, that he
And
knows
it could
we
be.
don't know. So, but I do agree with you, and so I'm very thankful that you showed us about this document that he just signed, and so that and you're looking at it from both sides of the coin, that likely the reason that
Yeah.
he signed this is for national security, similar to, I mean, if we could push a button and there would be no more AI, then that would be great. But the reality is we have to work with what we have and where humanity is,
Yeah.
so whether it's on the mRNA or the AI or whatever. So, all
Yeah.
right, well, that is very helpful. And so, we'll just keep in here pushing hard. And say, say, look, we demand, and this is why we voted for you, President Trump, and he knows that's why we voted for him, and this is what we're going to keep fighting for our health. And I am very thankful to have all these people in these positions. Bobby,
Yeah.
well, what a blessing. And of course.
Bobby's awesome. We've got a few people that are really incredible. And it's not, I don't think, just to be clear, I hope that you're right and I'm wrong about everything. I hope
Well,
that
I
you
am
know
right about everything.
well, I'm sure. I hope that I hope so, because at the end of the day, I want this to be what I want for my kids' future. I want this to all be correct. But I feel compelled to where I have evidence, to where I have things that I mean, I show you on the piece of paper where they're talking about creating chimeric viruses and bacteria. I mean, that's not, that's, it's just, it's there, it's on the paper.
Right, exactly. And the only reason you can think of is so that they could potentially counter something that was being done by a nefarious sort of like China or something.
It's just,
It's just it is it,
it's terrifying.
I'm glad that we're not president, because the great thing is, I think you and I could both do a better job than Biden.
Well, yeah, I my
But
my my
Trump is I really do feel like he is a stable genius. Okay, I'm going to read one quick verse to you guys before we go, and then we're going to pray. Unless there's some, was there something else before we finish?
I just want to I do hope that everybody will continue praying for the president.
Yes.
And I hope that we can agree that, regardless of what happens, it's our duty to help him and to support him by questioning the people around him. It doesn't mean, asking questions doesn't mean that you don't love or support someone.
Right.
It means that you're trying to watch their back, and that's what we're getting here. Listen, I mean, I was all over the place, trying to get Trump elected and doing all the stuff that we were doing. I mean, I was out speaking, I was doing things, we were doing a holding rally, all sorts of stuff. I've been fighting for this stuff for 5 years now, and I'm not going to tell you I'm the best, the brightest, or anything else, but I will tell you that I've fought, I've failed in life in so many places, but I've succeeded very, very truly in fighting this fight with integrity. I
Amen.
may be wrong, I hope I'm wrong. But I do believe it's our duty to be the vigilant servant, to continue to pushing, and really putting truth to power, and to continue doing this to support the president. It's not about fighting him. It's not about undermining it. It's about promoting him by making sure the people around him, none of them get weak, get bought, get this, get that. Because remember, there's trillions of dollars in a lot of evil trying to get people to do the wrong thing every day. And Benedict Arnold was a guy. I mean, there are people who do, even if they're good, if they start out good, they'll betray, they do wrong things. And so, that's something no one can control everything, even Donald Trump. And so we've got to keep an eye and watch his back if we want to really support him.
Right. I agree 1,000%. I'm just so thankful that we got to be friends. So here's a passage right here in it, this is actually in Revelation. Actually, I'm going to read super quick. I'm going to read Revelation 18, and because this one really, for those of you who are not familiar with my channel, Freedom Force Dialogue, I look at the current events in the light of God's word, and I've been able to really understand a lot about Revelation. I left it alone most of my life because I didn't get it, but now I do. I'm like, okay, we're doing this thing. So here's one of the things really great in Revelation 18, and I really believe this is about the tariffs. You tell me if you think this is about the tariffs too. How terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas, and in a single moment, it is all gone. So I believe that this is talking about what is happening now. President Trump is using his one of his favorite words in the dictionary, tariffs, to bring down this worldwide commerce. And today, of course, you know that the UK had we made this deal with the UK. That if you haven't seen the deal, I shared it on social media. It is breathtaking. It is the art of the deal. And also, President Trump also posted something really interesting. He posted about Jerome Powell, called him a fool. A lot of people are like, you're not supposed to call someone a fool. But let me tell you, in the book of Genesis, I'm sorry, in the book of Psalms, it says, the fool has said in his heart, no God. In other words, the ones who fight against the Lord, against the people, against his precious treasure, his people, and I'm talking about all of God's people. I'm talking about all over the world, whatever religion maybe they may be about, the people who are fighting for right, they are his people. And so when he says here, the fool has said in his heart, no God. That's what it really actually says in the book of Psalms. And he calls him a fool because that's exactly what he's doing. He's fighting against the people. It's not that they're worried about, oh, we want to make sure that we, don't raise interest rates or lower interest rates at this point because we want the good of America. That's not the thing they want. They don't want the good of America any more than a man in the moon. So this is, President Trump knows that. He also calls him too late. Well, I think he's calling him too late. It's too late because we're going to be wealthy. We're going to have the billions come in through tariffs. We don't need your money, Federal Reserve bankers. We're not going to need what you are giving because President Trump is destroying their worldwide commerce right now. And this is in Revelation chapter 18. This is exactly what I do on my channel. And just it's so fun to be able to see what God put there 2,000 years ago, and we get to see it happening before our very eyes. It says, "Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes." When you take away their wealth, their commerce, then the whole house of cards collapses. And I think, and maybe. I'm just going to throw this out there. Maybe that has to do with the timing on all of these things. When it's much easier to bring them down when they're already crumbling, okay? And to bring out this Epstein list, to bring out, to stop the horrible things of the mRNA and the AI and all of that when they've already crumbled. And then the last one is in Revelation 19. I'm going to just read this. It talks about the beast and the false prophet. And so my strong contention is that the beast is the new world order. That's who we're fighting. And because we know that they literally worship Satan. They're evil. This is not just, we can't have any agreement with these people because they're evil. And so it says also, it says the beast and the false prophet. And so in Revelation 13, it talks about who is this false prophet? Anyone, and I'm, not picking on any particular religion, but the ones at the top of these religions are the ones that we're talking about. Whether it's Protestant or Catholic or Islam or whatever it is, the top of the people, the food chain, at the media, anyone who's promulgating lies, those are the false prophet. They're pushing lies. So, top of Pfizer, top of, they're pushing these lies that this is good for you and to protect your health. So it says in Revelation 19, it says, and I think this is where we are really in history. Come gather together for this great banquet God has prepared. Come eat the flesh of kings. Quite picturesque language. Remember, literature class in high school. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals, and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, of all humanity, both free and slave, small and great. I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army. And that's what us, we are this great army, right, you guys? And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who did miracles on behalf of the beast. This miracles is mostly just the lies that people buy into. And so he says miracles that deceived all who had accepted this mark. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the mark, but that's not what we were told either. So check it out on my channel. But anyway, they were both thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Okay, that, again, with the picturesque language. But the bottom line is, you and I were just talking about, we want these people under the jail. We want them gone. We want them where they can't harm children anymore. We want them where they can't make all these mRNA. And that's really what I believe that we are there in the timeline of history. This is such an amazing day because we have awakened. We were all happily asleep. I mean, you were talking earlier about how you were did not, you believed in the vaccines. Actually, I've never vaccinated my children, not once. This is, 30 years ago. I knew about some of these things. I didn't know about the 9/11. I didn't understand about a lot of things, but I knew, some, I did not to trust these people with my children. Okay. Anyway, it's hard because it's hard to know who to trust. But anyway, the great news is I believe that we're at the timeline of history. We're going to destroy them. I think that's where we are. And that this is the awakening is proof of, in my opinion, is proof of that. Because we were happily asleep, but the Lord woke us up to fight and to just like what you've been encouraging us to do, push back, push back. If we have to apologize for pushing, then the Lord will, I'm sure he'll forgive us for that. But we're fighting for the children and for humanity. So, yeah. All right. Well, that's, I wanted to share that with you guys. That is from
Love
Revelation.
that.
Isn't that great? I'm telling you, the book of Revelation is so encouraging. It really is. Once you know how to decode it,
Part on the tariffs was just brilliant. I've never heard that.
isn't
That's
that great?
awesome.
Isn't that awesome? This is exactly it's oh, you just gotta go immediately after we get finished and read the entire Revelation 18. I mean, this is exactly what the tariffs are doing. Oh, you gotta
Yeah.
hear something else. Oh, you gotta hear this. You gotta hear this. Hang on, because I do get very excited about all this. Okay, get a load of this. It talks about all the things that they sell. Get a load of this. It says that, oh, I love all of it. It says, double her penalty, you guys. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. And then it says they sold all these things. These merchants will weep and mourn, for there's no one left to buy their goods. They are not going to be able to continue to enslave humanity, whether it's people in Vietnam or people in China or people. Us in America, we've all been enslaved. They have scooped, up all the wealth and left everyone else as slaves. It says she brought great quantities of gold and silver and jewels and pearls, all these things it lists: frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and human slaves.
Got a little bit of that going on.
How did we miss that? How did we
Well,
miss
we
that? I didn't miss it. I missed it.
I've yeah, it's been a minute since I've read that, and I'm gonna have to reread
How
it.
about
It's
that? Yeah, you're gonna love it. For those of you who are not familiar with my book, I have a book called End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. And so I've decoded the book of Revelation, and it's the end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. This is where we're headed. And it's, I mean, when as I would, over years. And actually, now I have 100,000 people who read the book. There, it's everybody's like, we're so happy to know the truth about this because we are going to defeat them and cast them out. We're not leaving; they are. And so, yeah, I thought that was really shocking when I read that. I'm like, I just didn't get that they have. That's what they sold, more than frankincense and fine flour. They've sold us. They've sold you and me and people all over the world, and we've all become enslaved. But with bringing this whole thing down, as it says, their fancy things they love so much are gone, never to be theirs again. In a single moment, the wealth of this great city, this city of evil called Babylon, but it's basically this evil mafia cabal that's run everything. It's gone. It's gone. So that's really what, I think this once this is pulled down, to have this Epstein's is going to be easy. To sort out this mRNA is going to be easy stuff. We've got to pull down their huge construct, this worldwide commerce, in my opinion. All right. Okay, ready?
That's wonderful.
Yes, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I can't wait to hear what after you read the book, what your thoughts are on it. All right. So, and I also have the audio book, but I think you said you like doing paperback. All right. So we're going to pray as we always do, and then we'll jet. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. We've put all this in your word for us to encourage us in this day, this great battle that we are fighting. And thank you for Tom and how you've made him this strong warrior. I thank you for him. I thank you for President Trump and for Bobby Kennedy and for just all these wonderful people who are fighting so hard, Lord. And we lift them up to you. I ask you to protect them, surround them with your angels. We pray that whatever the enemy might try to do to attack them, it will not have any effect. We pray for all those who've been doing evil, that they'll be brought down, like we were just reading here in Revelation 18. They'll be pulled down, their whole kingdom will collapse. In a single moment, it'll be all gone, and they will be brought to judgment and cast into this horrible, horrible place so that they can't hurt anybody anymore. We thank you and we praise you that you knew all this. You know the end from the beginning. You set this time up for us to awaken, and you tapped us on the shoulder. You have chosen us for this day. I pray you'd acquit us as men, that we would be a hard fight to fight this good fight. And like my brother said, that we will, you won't find us sleeping. You won't find us sleeping. We're in here to fight for your kingdom to come and your will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining with me. I hope we'll do this a lot because you've got so much great information and it's a wealth of knowledge, and I just love you as a brother. So I hope so. Right? Everybody
All right.
come back. So, all right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Love you guys. Bye.